This is the Squeaky Bum Time Podcast, a CFCP production with Mike and Laurent.
Mike, we're back. We're going through the festive period, but we have major announcements. We need all 10 of you to rate and review our podcast on Apple. I don't care if you use Spotify, go to Apple and rate and review. It makes a huge difference. We're learning as we go, and literally one bad review dropped our listeners from 50 to 10.
50,000.
50,000 to
10. No. I think the power of positivity is the win here, Roland, right? Because we see you, the couple of you that chimed in this Christmas, Christmas break, if you will, with a kind-hearted gift for your friends at Squeaky Bum Time. And it's very much appreciated. So one other thing, if you're going to leave a review, leave a comment or a question or something you think or you want to know about the show, or you just want to ask us this, and we'll talk about it. We will absolutely address it. So right off the bat, thank you for the positive reviews. Hope everybody had a great Merry Christmas. Let's talk about some football.
Yeah. So I just want to, we're going to just talk about, does anyone want to win this league, and then cover the Boxing Day fixture? We're already in another match week, so there's games going on. There were games today and games tomorrow. We'll talk about those, but we really want to cover the games from the 26th. Today is Monday, December 28th. And we're going to talk about, does anyone want to win this league? And I think we should start with Everton. We'll start with Arsenal. Then we'll go into the big draws of the weekend, mostly your team, Spurs, and Liverpool, and then go through the rest, and Manchester United, and then go through the rest of the games, because, you know, I have to talk about Villa, and I have to talk about Brighton, and I have to talk about
Villa. I love Villa. So I feel like we are in that weird scene, the goofy scene, Spaceballs, where like, when is it now? Like, when is it then?
Now.
And now? Like, now? Like, yeah, now. So every single day for the last, I don't know, it feels like 3 weeks, there's been football, right? Except for Christmas Day.
Like every day. Off,
but like basically every other day. It's been amazing. Like you said, we are already in another match week. We're supposed to be, normally in the schedule for the show, we would be previewing match week 16.
Right. And reviewing, but it's happening now.
Right. Match week 15.
Yeah.
Or actually, no. We would be reviewing match week 15.
And previewing only. 16.
And then on Thursday, we would be previewing match week 16. It's all fucking over the place. Match week 16 is half over, or a little bit over.
Yeah.
So we're going to go quick and fast. We're going to talk to you again on Thursday. But yeah, let's start with Arsenal. Arsenal-Chelsea, huge game. When I saw the lineup come out for Arsenal.
Oh, my God. I was worried.
All both of them. I was talking in a group chat with a few buddies, a couple of Chelsea fans, my buddy and I, who are Tottenham supporters, obviously. We thought that Chelsea was going to run up 10 on them when I saw that lineup come out.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, holy Jesus Christ. This is, like we said in the preview, not in the face. Like, but you know what? And I even said, I was like, this could actually light a fire under these kids' asses.
It might work.
Exactly what it did. Good on Mikel Arteta. And you know, he's catching a lot of shit. But he rolled the dice and it worked.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of it was COVID, right? Like, it forced him not to play Willian. Willian is the big one that Arsenal fans are like, what are you doing? He has no shots on target all season. He has no assists. He has no goals. He plays.
I'm going to tell you, I have a theory. And he's not the first person to adhere to this theory for me.
I think he said something to him and said, you need to play.
No, I think that he's been so bad for Arsenal because he's a Chelsea double agent, just like David Luiz. I'm telling you.
He's also
on Chelsea payroll.
So Xhaka came back in after the shocking Xhaka attack. It was the Xhaka Saka Laka show in this one.
Lacazette. Xhaka Laka? Is that it?
Yes. So actually it was. Oh, my God. I'm not even kidding. Arsenal scored 3 goals by Granit Xhaka, Bakayo Saka, and Lacazette. So it was a Xhaka Laka Saka for all the heads out there. But, yeah, I mean, Chelsea have just been their best player, frankly, was, again, Christian Pulisic. And, you know, they just couldn't get it done. They sent their best lineup out there. You were worried about Chilwell not coming out. Abraham got a goal late, but they never really showed anything. And, you know, frankly, and I watch probably way too much Arsenal because I enjoy the darkness more than – I enjoy other people's losing than my team winning. You know, Kieran Tierney is their best player and has been for the whole season. And Bellerin finally had some time off and played better. But the thing that's weird about Arsenal is their two best players are Bellerin and Tierney, and that doesn't really help them.
Well, right? Especially, I would say with the exception of Partey, but he's been hurt.
Right, especially when they're just crossing. Mm-hmm. The reason why they get all those crosses in because they have good fullbacks. But Martinelli makes a difference.
Yep.
He's been direct. You know, he's young. He's 20. Emile Smith-Rowe is 19. Saka's 19. You know, and then they have the old heads. Mari's a young guy, but they got it done, and good for Arsenal. They stave off the Wolves one more time. We call this the Ole Gunnar Solskjaer nine lives goal, and they survive another day. I don't think that Arteta's a bad coach. I really don't.
No, me neither. I looked into this a little bit today.
This team's not good.
Okay, so I looked into this today. Obviously, he's in 15th place right now. We'll get to that in a second.
That's real.
His first season. He managed 20 games in the Premier League.
Yeah.
By the way, he won the FA Cup.
Yeah. Okay. That's a big deal. Counts.
Big deal. He beat Chelsea in the final.
Yeah.
And fucking City in the semifinal.
They kicked our ass. It sucked.
And won the FA Cup. So let's just put that aside for a second. 20 games. 9 wins. 6 draws. 5 losses.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. You know what that is? That's a roughly 63-64 point pace.
Yeah.
You looked at the standings last year. You looked at the table. That's a Champions League spot.
Well, last season was bad. He coached
at a Champions League qualification pace for 20 of the 38 games last season. Forget the break, because he was there before that, right? Yeah. So, I mean, if anything, the break maybe helped him bet in some of the players and get his system and whatever. Fine,
they had reason for optimism.
Right.
Yeah.
He goes into the summer. He goes, somebody fucking help me. These guys are horrible.
They get Partey. Thomas Partey. Big.
But he's hurt.
Now.
Willian on a free. Okay, we've already talked about him. He sucks balls. You sold maybe the best goalkeeper in the fucking league, Emi Martinez. Wow. Right?
Oops.
So, yeah, right? So, he got zero help from the board.
Yeah.
No backing.
Well, no, he got Partey.
He got one player.
$50 million player.
Okay.
A lot. That's a lot.
I mean... Yeah, except
they got Aubameyang
on a guy with red card.
They got the Aubameyang contract done, and then Aubameyang vanished. I think the thing was that they were playing a way that he didn't want to play. Like, they were beating Liverpool and City playing 5 at the back and right. Aubameyang on a break. Mm-hmm. And he tried to change it and kept on moving things around. And I think that he thinks his players can do more than they can, and they can't. So this is one of those things where, philosophically, this is where a Mourinho type is like, what are you doing? You can't play like that.
Well, I think what he's trying to do is he's throwing everybody in the deep end so he can go to the board and say, hey, this guy.
Yeah, but if the money's there. The money's not there. And then on the other side, you have a team that did spend the money, and yes, they're on a lesser pace than they were last year with no money spent.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, and we talked about this a lot in the
earlier. They didn't need the players that they signed.
I mean, you already had a very strong attack. You made a strong attack, an incredible attack on paper at least.
Yep.
But like now there's like too many Chiefs, not enough Indians. Can I even say that anymore? And you really didn't affect the midfield or the defense. By the way, Jorginho, never, ever take another penalty again for anybody.
Ever.
Holy shit.
That was amazing.
The little hop genio.
He's like, no, it's over. It's over. Oh, that has been figured out. Yeah.
But to your point, you know, I think that Arteta is a good coach with a bad team. And I think that Lampard is a bad coach with a good team.
Yeah. Right? Or something. Somewhere in the middle is the narrative, right? So what did somebody say? I saw it somewhere. Oh, I can't remember. They called Lampard like West London somebody, West London LA or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, just looking, not forget like his tactics for a second. Looking at the way that he has treated arguably his most dynamic player since Hazard left, Christian Pulisic. And obviously he has been injured, so I understand.
He's hurt all the time.
He's injured. I get it.
All the time.
But more importantly, Timo Werner is not a winger. Why is he down the left wing?
He's on the wrong side. He should be on the other side.
Well, right. But he's not. But he's just straight ahead, right?
Yeah.
Why? I get it. You want to get Tammy Abraham minutes. And to be clear, Tammy Abraham has earned those minutes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Giroud too. I mean, Giroud was and good today.
Well, okay. But Giroud wasn't in the first, I don't know, 2 months of the season?
Yeah.
Right? And then he caught fire like crazy. Fine. And he had another goal today we'll talk about. But I you're big man. And this is something our friend Shari was talking about too. Betting in players, right? Getting players used to – this kid is German. He's what, 21, 22 years
Havertz,
old?
Havertz, yeah. And Werner.
Havertz as well. You don't know what they don't know about living in England, in London, speaking English.
In a pandemic. Well, they definitely speak English. They're Germans. They all speak English.
Okay, sure. But like, but yeah, right, exactly. And during the pandemic, right?
Yeah, it makes they're moving to London about, and can't do anything.
Right. So, but going back to the English for a second, it reminds me of when Eric Omela signed for Tottenham in 2011. He was supposed to be, they gave him number 11 to be the next Gareth Bale.
Yeah.
That never happened.
No.
But part of the problem was he's often injured as well. But like that first year, I remember hearing stories about how like basically they dropped off his bags in his new apartment. And were like, great, see you later. He didn't even speak fucking English, right? This is the club's biggest signing ever. And they don't even take care of him, right? Here in the States, they have a whole team of people.
I think most teams have gotten better at that. But yeah, I could see that happening. Sure. You know, the stories of Drogba are just like, or old school, like 80s stuff or 90s stuff. Just like, what? They just spent $5 million and they, like, you're on your own? Like, what are you doing? Right. Anyway, but let's talk. This was a very much a who wants to win the league draw week. We had Arsenal pull together. Leicester City, Man United, also a 2-2 draw. A bigger draw, I think, for Leicester than United. They, you know, Leicester came back twice. Fernandez pulling the strings for United. Where would they be without him? I mean, it was a little bit of a dour game. Not too many shots on goal, but a good game. And
it heated up late, though.
Yeah, it did. It did heat up late. Castagne came back in. You know, Ndidi coming back in. I think that we're getting the better version of Leicester. You know, McTominay and Fred back in the side. Seems like they. United went with Maguire, Bailly, and Lindelof. So they're going without Wan-Bissaka, who I guess is injured or not available. I don't know exactly what the story was. But that's a very defensive team between McTominay, Fred. That's basically six defenders, including Shaw. But they got it done. Daniel James back in the side. And, you know, we pretty much these teams are kind of on the same level, I think. They're not that different.
Yeah. Well, can we spare a word for my man who's heating up? And I call him Harvey, shoot first, ask questions later, Barnes, because that man just shoots from fucking everywhere. And he's found the target now twice in 3 days.
Yeah.
From outside the box.
Yeah. Right? He's good. So I
really good
again,
finishing.
My weirdo, you know me and my weirdness, my obsession with the championship. I remember him in Villa.
Yeah.
And they pulled him off of Villa because they were like, dude, he's good. He's ready. So it was last January. They grabbed him. Right.
Yeah.
I was worried for Villa. This is before they came up it's 2 years ago now.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago because for our fantasy league, I saw that and I saw that he had like 400 shots in like 10 games. He just shoots them all. So I was like, yes. So I had him as a deep sleeper in fantasy for 2-3 years now. Oh, yeah. I love me some Harvey Barnes.
Yeah, and he's young. He's got the boyish face. He's really fun and really good. Our boys in why am I picking up Southampton? That's not a game I want to talk about. City, we dispatch with Newcastle. More of the same. Dour. These games are getting borderline unwatchable. They're just like, oh my God. Can't score. You know, it's laboring. They need 10 shots to put one on target. City get it done. Newcastle basically don't show up.
Can I ask a dumb
especially
question?
For the first half. Yeah.
You are in eighth place on 26 points. You are seven with five
we
draws.
We only have two losses.
Two losses.
We're the
second games behind second place.
Yeah, but Leicester City. Seven
two
draws.
Games in hand, I should
six,
say.
Six draws. Now we have two games in hand.
Two games in hand. If you win those two games, you are on 16 games with Leicester City and 3 points ahead of them and tied with Liverpool. Obviously, Liverpool have played by then. Yeah, not but important. The point is that the City is fine. City's going to be there.
I know we're going to be there, but it's the way we play. For City.
Fuck you.
No. It is. For City, it's different, right? Like, there's a standard that's there. That it's 100 goals a season. It's, you know, leading the league in expected goals and shots expected. All those like underlying things, we're not there. Like the team's not there at all. Like we have not been fluid, you know, defensively. Yes. Like we can fight now, right? The team, when we go up against those big teams, go up against Liverpool, go up against Spurs, like I'm not worried about the team defensively anymore. Now I don't know when we're going to score. Raheem Sterling is on target throwing goal. I don't think he's going to score. A ball gets cut back to KDB and he shoots. I don't think he's going to score. Like I don't trust any of the forwards to score, right? Like when a ball falls to Kane, you're like, it's going in.
Right.
Right. Or if the ball falls to Sonny, it's going in. If the ball falls to Rashford, it's going in. Martial, not so much. The ball falls to Vardy, it's going in. City don't have that guarantee. They have creativity.
What they do have, though, and I know that it's not sexy, but you've got, again, games in hand, so fine. At least two fewer goals than everybody in the league. Goals allowed, excuse me.
Yeah, so, we're the best defense in the league.
Yeah, I kind of don't want to hear it, man. I mean, Villa, honestly, Villa has the second best defense. Where is that coming from? Oh, right.
That's coming from Emi Martinez.
Yeah, I mean, there's three teams, 15 and under, and Spurs are one of them, and I don't want to talk about them yet.
Yeah. But, you're not ready? But do you want let's talk Liverpool. I laughed. I didn't watch this game. I was like, all these games are on.
It was a Sam Allardyce masterclass.
I mean, I was so happy because after City drew to West Brom, I was like, what the actual fuck? It's raining in San Diego. I don't even know what the sound is. It's freaking me out. it's the first time it's rained in 9 months. But yeah, it looks like smash and grab all the way. Ajay, who scored against City, now scores against Liverpool. I'm so happy. It makes me so happy. I think I saw a stat in the first half that West Brom had completed 30 passes.
Wow.
40 passes.
Yes, that's right. It was 86% possession for Liverpool at halftime.
But for the game, it was 79%. It was 21% possession for Villa, for West Brom, 56% pass accuracy. Do you know how bad that is?
Yeah.
That's just basically means they're hoofing it.
Right. Yeah.
Now, well, there's a lot of revisionist. The thing that's even crazier is shots on target, 3 for West Brom, 2 for Liverpool. So
yeah, you know, it was all that huffing like kind and puffing, of Arsenal in disguise.
Yeah, they
were kind of Arsenal in disguise. I watched the first half closely, and I had the second half on in the background. And then when West Brom scored, I paid attention. But the first half, Liverpool had, like we said, everything on the ball, and it was just Robertson cross, Alexander Arnold cross, Robertson cross, and just nothing. It was weird that nobody got on the end of them ever.
Yeah,
and the goal was actually great. It was Matip. Pinged a ball in, Mane with a great, like, more or less catch on the chest turn. Oh,
yeah, no. I mean, I know these kind of games because City in the big seasons would play them every week,
right? But they would try and get a little cute right in front of the box and in the middle, but they just nope,
they don't,
just kept
they don't doing. Have central creative players,
yeah,
right? Yeah. All their creativity comes from the wings, it's all about Alexander Arnold. And
well, that's the thing. Yeah. Is that because the fullbacks were so far forward, you actually were pressing Mane and Salah inside. Yeah. So you did have Firmino playing 1-2s with Salah that just missed.
Yeah.
It was there. It would just, you needed absolute precision to be able to hit it.
It's hard. It happens. These are the games that happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was so grateful. I was like, oh, fucking thank God. So let's talk about your draw.
This is a huge opportunity. It's the last game of what, Boxing Day or –
I think Liverpool's was the last game. Or was your game?
No, we were the last game.
Okay.
And it was like an hour in between, so I was getting really, really excited about it. Had a little bit of a head cold, so I was going with tea and bourbon. I was jazzed. I was ready to go. My North London is Lily White mug. I was feeling it. I was more nervous about Wolves, though, nonetheless. First minute of the game, Tanguy and Ndombele scores, and you're like, oh, shit. I mean, great start.
It was awesome.
It was a nice start, a nice goal, but I think Rui Patricio, which, by the way, has been the worst player on Wolves this season.
He's normally awesome though.
He's not having a good year. And so that goes in. I'm like, hey, free money, we'll take it. And you sort of get what's going to happen now. But Spurs had about 50% possession for the first half.
Yeah, once I saw that goal going, I was like, I'm not watching this game because I know what's going to happen.
Well, right. But it was more of a meal than that for the first half, after halftime, obviously. The problem a lot of people seem to have with Mourinho, specifically in this game, was his substitutions, not so much his tactics. We'll get to the tactics in a second. Ndombele got taken off right after an absolutely lung-busting run. I mean,
it was awesome.
He looks like Moussa Dembele out there, really. Like, he's a horse in the midfield. And he does these pirouettes and these turns and pumping it past people and dinks and this and that. It's great. But so he takes him off. Harry Winks is on the yellow card, who I thought was actually better than some people give him credit for. But they take him off. They take Reguilon off. I forget the third change, but it wasn't great.
It's Sonny.
And Sonny, right. Sonny, who, by the way, was irrelevant.
Lamella came on.
And Lamella came on, which I didn't mind that one.
I mean, Sissoko coming on, Bergwijn coming on, Lamella. I mean, those are attacking changes, right? To take off Son and Ndombele for Bergwijn and Lamella is fine.
Well, you got to understand that they started the game in a more or less a 3-5-2.
Right.
3-5-2, right? Like, so because Ndombele was more central than forward. Because you had Kane and Son up, sort of split the middle. Reguilon was basically, more or less, there's your 4-4-3. Reguilon was the left winger, essentially, right, at times.
And he had a chance, and that's the goal that you need to kill off the game.
You don't shoot that, though, right? Like, you find Kane on the back post.
But if he had fucked it up, you know what I mean? Like,
sure, but I don't think
he execute. That's a long way.
He wound up for a shot. I certainly didn't think it was going in the net. Like, right? No, like we were talking about.
I mean, he's a left back for a reason.
Right, but he crosses the ball on his left foot. You'd expect him to find Harry Kane's big fucking forehead from there. But
yeah,
so they started in a 3-5-2, and you're like, oh, that's interesting. But when they take Reguilon off, you basically have Davies slide back. Doherty, like, then you've got the two blocks, the 4-4, and then the two. Right, so. Mm-hmm. Then you're like, ah, shit, here we go again. But yeah, I mean, look, as far as the tactics are concerned, I understand. I get it. This isn't going to work sometimes, right? Like, it's going to work most of the time. Palace is going to fucking keep me up in my sleep. This one, I'm mad about it, but I'm not going to lose that much sleep over Wolves.
Yeah, I mean, this team's good, right? Like, I get it. Like, this, you know, I think the frustrating thing that it's more narrative. The frustrating thing is, if you expect Spurs to be a big team, then you expect them to be on the front foot and go get these fucking games, right?
Sure.
I mean, and I know that Mourinho sort of chastises team's mentality of like, my team needs to learn how to kill these games off. Well, what does that mean? Are you letting them? Because clearly they're getting a different message. Right.
Yeah. And I seem to remember an absolute embarrassing amount of games where Pochettino Spurs blew it late. Where did the term Spursy come from, folks?
Yeah, no, I understand it. And then I did see something that was interesting and reminded me of something that happened in the 2014, and it involved Spurs. The 2014 Chelsea team that won. You had the Battle of Stamford Bridge, right? The 5-3 on New Year's Day, like the greatest.
That was at the Lane. Yeah, that was at the Lane.
After that game, whether I looked up the stats, it wasn't too much different. Mourinho shut that fucking season, that team down, yeah, right? It was all Fabregas over the top. They would attack. After that, they stopped doing that. Now, mm-hmm, their points different. They scored less points in the second, because it was literally the halfway point of the season. And in the second half, they scored less, but they did have some big wins, but whatever. They shut down. They stopped playing that way. I think the 3-3 West Ham game, that's the shutdown game.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, they're like, nope, we're not fucking around anymore, right?
Well, and then it worked.
And that might not come from Mourinho. It might come from the messaging. It might come from how the players are taking on the instruction. Like, I don't necessarily think it's Mourinho is evil and sick. Like, I get the sense that Mourinho's like, go fucking win this game and be tough. But how the players take that message on is the question, right? Like, it's
– yeah.
It's how are they picking that up? Do they see Ndombele come off and say – oh, I guess we're going to go win this game 1-0 and we can do that? Or does Mourinho go, hey, that chance that we created that I said was going to happen, you got to finish those. And you didn't. and this is what happens, right? Like, is he putting on pressure to say, we're taking four shots on goal, three of those are going to be on the break one-on-one. I don't care about the other 15 shots that other teams take. This is our, this is the way we play. This is the way we win. You've seen us win this way. And do the players then go to go, oh, I can't, I got to sit deep. Do I have to protect? I don't know what the answer is. Like, when I see Davinson Sanchez and Eric Dyer in the back there, if I'm Doherty, Winks, and Højbjerg, I'm like, I'm not going anywhere.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, okay. And then looking at it, okay, we're gonna play a new game on this show that I like to call Narrative Busters. All right, let's take a second and move back. I've mentioned many, many times this was a 7-game run that included City, Chelsea, Arsenal, Wolves, Liverpool. It was Palace, and there was one other tough fucking game.
City.
No, yes, I said City, but it doesn't matter. Seven games. Oh, yeah, City, Chelsea, Arsenal, Palace, Wolves, Liverpool, and I still can't find the other one. Doesn't matter. They fucking – a lot of hard games within a month, okay?
Yeah.
They have not played two of the bottom three teams yet, which they will, Fulham and Sheffield United. They have played five of the top six, the quote-unquote big six, Liverpool, Arsenal, City, Chelsea, and United. They are 3-1-1 against them.
Yeah.
Only Liverpool has a better record against the top six. He's scored 26 goals, which, by the way, compared to the average of Pochettino's 4 years – basically the exact same thing. So I understand, right? Again, I'm not going to lose sleep over this one. I am still losing sleep over the Palace game, and that was
that 10 one. Days you ago. Should lose the
sleep. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that one's bad.
But listen, okay, everybody, let's take a deep breath.
Let's see the run here. Well, you had the soft spot was the Burnley, Brighton, West Brom. Then you had City, Chelsea, Arsenal, Palace. Liverpool, Leicester. Wolves.
Leicester. Why can't I remember Leicester? So, yeah, you're looking at literally the top two teams back-to-back, bang-bang, you know, in a four-day span,
right,
basically to finish out that period. You're playing one team in the bottom half, and it was your arch rival.
Yeah. So then the right? next – then your next few
That's
games,
not true, Palace,
you
should but
start
whatever.
Making up, hey, the thing is these games are tricky. But you'd expect that Mourinho is going to be like, Leeds, we got this. But I'm worried that they're not going to make the runs. And if they try and just soak up pressure against Leeds, they're going to lose. Like, there's a way to play Leeds, and it's not the way that you guys play. I get that.
But again, if we're talking – and if, by the way, not a single pundit I've seen had Spurs in their top four at the beginning of the season. Not a fucking one of them. So for them to sit here and now – it's almost like they watch – it. They're like the worst – stock market prognosticators in the world, right?
Yeah.
They're like, buy Enron. And then Enron shits the bed. They're like, oh, well, fucking Enron's a joke. I don't know why the fuck anybody would ever say anything nice about Enron.
Well, right? No, yes. Yeah, the narrative flips. I mean, you lose.
Right. And so that's the thing.
You draw to Palace and then lose Liverpool and Leicester. That's it. Your season ends.
The dumbest shit about this is that there's so much more to this game than if Bergwijn doesn't hit the post, right? Like, they're the same team, whether that shot goes in or not. I'm sorry, they are.
Yeah, I hear you, but that's not how it goes, right? You the record is what you are, right? You have one win in your last six.
Yes, but we beat City and Arsenal. Everybody was calling, like, they were hesitant because they didn't want to say because it was Tottenham and it was being positive about them. But like, yes,
how is it that everyone thinks that their team is people are against them?
No, it's just. There's, like I've said 100 times, the Premier League is a bar, and Tottenham are the new guy, and nobody likes the new guy. So
nobody likes any of the teams except
no
Liverpool.
Bullshit. Some of the teams move newspapers. That's why they talk about them.
Yeah. Arsenal, Liverpool, Manchester United.
So I don't envision Spurs by the end of the first half of the season, Liverpool's not going to drop any more points. Although they play United in the final of the 19th game week.
Yeah, but I don't know. The thing is, I don't know who's – I see that your team has Fulham, Leeds, Aston Villa, Sheffield United. I don't know what you're going to get out of those games.
I think you – okay, the same way of those 7 games we just talked about, there's 21 points on offer. I talked about this in the last show or the show before that. Where did we end up? 10, I think? Yeah, maybe. I can't remember. City, Arsenal wins. Chelsea draw. Wolves draw, So that's 8. Palace draw. That's 9 points. So I think I said the goal was like 11 or 12. So you're a little short of that, which, by the way, once again, Palace. But now you go into that 4-game stretch. You go, no. 12 is the goal. 10 is acceptable. 12 is the goal because now you're trying to make up a little bit of lost time.
Yeah, two home games, Fulham and Leeds, you got to get 6.
I'm not under any illusions that we are currently still in a title race. I think that dream has pretty much died because Liverpool is going to stay the course, right? They're going to trip up every once in a while.
I don't know. I don't trust. I mean, they're good. Like, they have one loss, right? They're still really good.
For whatever reason, we still aren't talking about the big sky blue elephant in the fucking room who's going to be there at the end of the day.
My team?
Your team.
Nope.
Yeah, they are.
Nope. I'm telling you. They can't score, dude. They cannot score. I don't know how to tell you this.
It's a league of negative football, though.
They can't score. This team cannot score.
And they don't play Phil Foden, and I'm getting upset about it.
By the way, I love him. You know what? You want to know what our leading score is? 4 goals. What the fuck? The team can't score.
I get it. What I'm saying is that they're gonna be there. Because right now, what are the games that they had canceled? Today against Everton.
That's it.
No, they had another game early because of COVID. I think Villa.
Oh, yeah. Newcastle had a game canceled against Aston Villa, correct.
But no, because there's 2 that City have to make up now.
That one was from earlier. That was United. That was way early.
It wasn't. But United.
That wasn't a game we had. That was like.
Oh, I know. What I'm saying is, who's the opponent? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, well, basically, that's my point. I'm pretty sure it's somebody shitty who you're gonna fucking beat, and then you take those 3 points, you put them on the table right now. They're in second place with the.
You're
best
assuming
goal
that
difference?
We're gonna. We don't have the best goal difference.
Villa
has a better goal difference. Chelsea does.
But Villa's 3 points behind you. Right? So if you get those 3 points, you're in second place.
No. Villa has the same amount of games as we do.
I think it actually is City versus Villa, come to think of it.
It might be.
But, so again, then that's a 6-pointer right there, which is kind of cool.
Let's just put it this way. West Ham has scored more goals than Manchester City.
I don't care. Because West Ham is not on the – West Ham is not a team I'm worried about in the top 4 in title race by the end of the season.
Right? No, of course the quality will come through. I get it. But, it's just like,
so
what the fuck?
I'm not under any illusions that Spurs are going to be in this title race for the entirety of it. But these are games that you go, hey, we are firmly in this top 4 race. Because right now, it's one of those it wasn't last year, but 2 years ago, where nobody wanted the 4th spot. And Spurs
That was last year.
No, that was, I guess, two years in a row now. But Spurs fell into 4th two years ago by accident.
Yeah.
This feels like one of those years.
Except for the whole season. Yeah, I mean, Liverpool has got to be favorites by a lot.
Fuck. Yeah, but.
But let's talk about my favorite teams. Let's touch on my favorite teams. We'll start with Southampton. The shine's gone off. Fulham is doing well and pairing themselves around. Villa, man, they fucked fucking Crystal Palace up. They were down a man and still kicked their ass.
That was awesome. They should have had 5 or 6.
They were so good. They were so good.
Anwar El Ghazi, who, by the way, scores for fun now. We should use this to transition into today's 2 games.
Yeah.
He missed 3 major chances and then scored an amazing goal. Like,
yeah, and Ollie Watkins just was just like losing his mind. He's like, do I have to hit the post again?
Right, please? Yeah. Like, Palace was up a man for the majority of the game, and Villa didn't give a shit.
Yeah, they just were like, we don't care.
Oh, that was cool.
They
that
were
was
so
really
good.
Cool.
They're
so
really
speaking,
good.
So let's
and
transition
then,
to
my other friends. Sorry, my other friends at Leeds. Leeds Burnley was super fun.
Yeah, because
it was just a super duper clash of styles. Burnley feel hard done. The goalkeeper, Melier, literally fucking put a knee into the back of Ben. The ref blew the whistle beforehand, and they scored a goal. And Sean Dyche was quality rant. Stayed calm. Kept his tie on, but really shit on the refs, which was very enjoyable. But Leeds get the win. I mean, Leeds aren't going anywhere. They're fantastic. Everton are the hottest team in the league. They're unbeaten in 4, and poor Sheffield. Sheffield are gone. They're cut loose. Like, I can't even talk about them. We should just pour it out for them. I'm actually surprised that Chris Wilds has his job.
Well, I said that 2 weeks ago or a week ago. Why?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, they should keep him. He brought them up from 3 divisions down.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're not staying. They're gone, right?
What's the record? Magic. What's the record for
points in a season? Derby. They had 11. They'll get there.
Right now we're at 30 points. 30 games in, it would be 4 points on this pace.
Yeah, they've had games that they were supposed to win and they didn't.
No, I know.
I'm It'll so bounce. Surprised. They played $25 million for Liam Brewster and he's not doing anything.
Ryan Brewster. Yeah.
Sorry, Liam Brewster is someone else whose name I made up.
He's a made-up player in FIFA career mode.
Yeah.
Two quick games today, though. Yes. Getting back to Villa. Yeah, another – they rescue a point at the Bridge. Chelsea played an interesting lineup, to say the least.
They were not at it again. They're just
Yeah. They just – it's weird. Like I said, it's too many Chiefs, not enough Indians. And Pulisic looked good. Pulisic
was very good. Yeah, he's really good. Like, this is not an American bias thing. Like, if he wasn't American, if he was Pulisinho, he'd be a guy, right?
Right.
And it's hard in the U.S. The coverage is always – it really leans toward him. But he legitimately is fantastic. Like, he was really good.
And I wonder, again, getting back to Lampard for a second, like, he – the way he's managed Pulisic, and again, understanding injuries being what they have been for him, but it's almost like they managed him – like they bought him just for the shirt sales, which, by the way, is exactly what Tottenham did with Alex Morgan. But
fine.
Yeah, but he's a fantastic young player. Like, it's almost like they're like, we just want you for the shirt market share.
He's playing. They've got a lot of guys to rotate through those three spots.
That's the problem. Like,
yeah, that's right. The problem, right? He brings in Jorginho. He brings in Rudiger and Christensen. Their problems weren't at the back. They couldn't create anything.
Yep.
Again, they're kind of just not really there. And to give more credit to Villa, they didn't have Mings, who had been on a red from the last game. Mm-hmm. So Konsa, House, Matty Cash, Target, the Spice Boys, Mighty Cash, Grealish, and Watkins. But when they have Barkley in as the fourth one, it's like a boy band with the tight shirts. They look amazing. But they figured out to stop playing Trezeguet, and El Ghazi has been really good, and Bertrand Traore has been good. This team's fantastic. Douglas Luiz is a City player that City have a buyback clause on. I doubt they'll do it. He was supposed to play for City, and he didn't have a visa. Wow. So he never did. And we had to loan him to Villa. Now Villa are like, no, we're not. You can't have him.
Yeah. He's been great. I would say that, you know, both sides are happy with the point there, but I thought Villa look the more dangerous to get three.
I'm a novice football person, but just it seems so weird to think that Villa had less possession, only 36%, and didn't have good pass accuracy. I thought they were really good. They only had 10 shots on goal, 2 on target, but there's something I've been thinking about this a lot, because I think about it with City, and I talked about it last week. They're not having any fun, and Villa are having fun, right? It seems that maybe it's my own projection onto Jack Grealish. Jack Grealish seems to be having fun, and his team that he's the captain of seems to go off of him. And I think it's tough at these big clubs when you don't have that like through line of locality, like London boys or whatever the process is that gets players into Chelsea. You know, you would think your John Terry's that epitomize the club, and just like, you just don't get the sense that Chelsea's having fun. You don't get the sense that the big teams are having fun. I do think that Fernandez at United, he brings a little bit of fun to the team. Like, as much as we don't like Pogba, he seems to.
Well, it's creativity.
There's a levity in the team. Right. Yeah. City has none of that. Like, zero. There's zero fun going on in my team.
Well, that's because they have the most creative player in the league, but he's the most boring player in the league.
The whole team's boring.
Yeah, but like Kevin De Bruyne is the most exciting, boring guy I've ever seen in any sport ever, right? He's phenomenal. He's a wizard, but
he's always pissed off, which is great about him.
Like, my name is Kevin.
No.
Oh, hi, Kevin.
Get the three kids, whatever. Leeds are having fun. Like, if you had to go like a fun ranking.
Dude, Leeds are doing key bumps in the parking lot before the game.
Oh, they're definitely having fun. Liverpool, I mean, Klopp is having less fun and you're starting to show. But yeah. I think Klopp brings a funness to the team. You know, I don't know. It's an interesting sort of idea of like who's enjoying this. And I don't think that Chelsea are having fun right now. I mean, losing sucks and dropping points sucks. I'm not a fan. I just Lampard, maybe my own narratives are going up and down and here and there. And I have the darkness. I don't think my team is good at anything.
So let's do a lightning preview, because like I said, there's going to be games every day except for Thursday through Sunday.
We get four games at once tomorrow.
Holy shit.
Oh, I love it. Love it. That's great. So I will watch Brighton Arsenal.
Yeah. You saw
or
that.
Another clash of styles. We have Leeds West Brom. That's a loser goes home. Yeah. That's a big one. Oh, Burnley Sheffield. That is a doom.
I don't want to do that one. I'm taking Southampton West Ham. Fuck those two, man. I'm going with the Saints.
Burnley Sheffield is just that's. Just
oh God, you couldn't brutal. Pay me to watch that. Fuck that. And then you've got a great one game at three. United Wolves going to be really interesting. And then Wednesday, you've got a doubleheader with Spurs and Liverpool, both in games they should win. So, yeah, and then here we go again. You get off on Thursday, right back on Friday with two games, right back on Saturday with a full slate Sunday, and then one with Monday. We, by the way, also have Carabao Cup.
The fourth, there's FA Cup should be coming up.
Soon. Yeah, Carabao Cup, FA Cup. So it's still coming, right? Like through the 14th, 15th. No, because then there's another midweek. Holy shit. Basically through January, right?
We're doing. They're just gonna keep playing.
Oh my god, these guys are gonna die. Everybody's gonna get hurt.
Then there's gonna be definitely some makeup games somewhere.
And then guess what comes back in February? Champions League and Europa League. So.
Wait, 19. Oh, this week 18 looks like a makeup 18. So there's this week match week 19. Then there's this big makeup week here. I don't know why 18.
Yeah, there's only 10 teams playing. Again. Who knows? Who knows?
Oh, 18 is split between the weekend of the 12th and the weekend of the 8th.
So they're basically taking an already controversially condensed fixture period.
Yeah.
And they added, basically, instead of it being like 2 to 3 weeks of this shit, it's like 6 to 7, just to try and cram a bunch of games in so that they can do the Euros on time in June. It's basically what they're doing, right? Like they started the season late by about 2-3 weeks. Guess where that 2-3 weeks went? In the busiest part of the fucking year. because there's no Champions League, right? So they can.
Yeah, it's feeling crazy. Although, you know, looking into the future, I don't even see my team playing. Oh, Palace. Oh, I hate playing Palace. Fucking, I just have visions of Andros Townsend hitting a ball from fucking 40,000 miles away. That was the worst.
Good London boy. That was awesome. That was one of the coolest goals I've ever seen.
Yeah, so Brighton, we have tomorrow, right? So Brighton-Arsenal. I expect Brighton to do some real creating, and if they finish, they fucking kicked the shit out of Arsenal last season. Yeah. So they're really good. And then how are you feeling about Tottenham versus Fulham?
That's a game you have to win.
You're getting Fulham when they're actually not sucky.
I don't care. I don't care if you're getting the absolute greatest Fulham in the history of Fulham. You fucking win that game. You win that game. And I just can't.
So here's the one that's insane. From 1 to 11, there were 8 draws in the last match. Nobody wants to win this league. Only Everton and City are on 2-game winning streaks.
And one of them wasn't going to be.
Right. And then they played today. They were supposed to play today.
They were supposed to play today.
Yeah. I like what Everton's right there. There's so many. What's going to happen.
They're doing it without James too, which is interesting, but yeah.
Well, but they have Sigurdsson, right? Sigurdsson is essentially playing where James is.
Yeah, he is.
And he's like a very shit version.
Yeah, he is. We're running long. Let's wrap it up and get back to him on Thursday.
Okay, my friend.
I want to talk about on Thursday.
Oh my God, we did it.
The Squeaky Bum Time Podcast with Mike Salerno and Laurent Cortines. This was a Crap Football, Crap Pundit production. We will return on Mondays and Thursdays for the Premier League season. We will talk about soccer and other things that interest us. Mike is crazy. Laurent is insane. That's why it works.